I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Some pushback on social media and beyond after the House of Representatives yesterday voted to curb the short video app TikTok, owned by China-based ByteDance. This amid worries about privacy of user data and national security, including the chance China's government could reach into the app to manipulate content and get a hold of personal data. The House bill, passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, would force ByteDance to either divest, to sell off TikTok, or see TikTok banned from U.S. app stores and web hosting platforms. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
It's not a new idea for the federal government to try and block foreign ownership of companies with sensitive technology, says Mark Ostrow at Silicon Valley law firm Fenwick & West.
So the government can force divestitures. Many years ago, they did it with Grindr,
a dating app that its Chinese owner had to sell off because of all the personal data it held on American users. But for ByteDance to sell or spin off the U.S. part of TikTok, a huge, profitable, globally integrated social media app, is way more complicated.
Whether there's a buyer and the path forward for a sale, it's hard to say. Even if there is an acquirer, is there a way to have TikTok as people know it with the same technology and the same processes?
China and TikTok can be expected to fight divestiture tooth and nail, says Martin Trzempa at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
China doesn't want one of its first successful internet companies abroad to sell, in effect, its secrets to some buyer.
The Senate still has to act. After that, expect the lawsuits to begin. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The sell or get banned law faces an uncertain future in the Senate. Today, a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry called the legislation unfair.
In recent years, although the United States has never found any evidence on TikTok's so-called threats to its national security, it still has never ceased the suppression on TikTok. This kind of conduct, of resorting to bullying when failing to win in fair competition, disrupts normal business operations, frustrates international investors' confidence, and undermines the normal international economic and trade order.
ByteDance is emphasizing the partial international ownership of its stock, saying 60% is owned by global institutional investors, including Carlyle Group and Susquehanna International. 20% of the stock is owned by ByteDance employees. The rest is held by its China-based founder, Zhang Yiming.